This week's parsha, Parshas Matos, we have the story about the Bnei God, the Bnei Re'even, came to Moshe Rabbeinu. They said they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, have lots of cattle, and they wanted to stay Ma'eva Liyadim. In the Sefer Be'eres Mayim, from the Rebbe of Herschel Rimnava, Schosse Yugan Aleinu, says the most original pshat, what was the Aveda of the Bnei God, if the Bnei Re'even. And he says the following words. As the Iker Aveira was that they said, Gidrois Tsoin Nivne Limikneini. We are going to build for our cattle, we're going to build shelters for Urim and Tapeini, for Anachni Nechulitz, and we are going to go. Zuk the Rebbe Peshul Rimnava, we don't see that he once said, Im Yitze Hashem. Like a Yid always has to say, everything a Yid does is only Im Yitze Hashem. They said, we will do this, we will build that, we will do everything. And this was the Ikechet of Bnei God, Bnei Re'even. A most original pshat. Now in the Sefer Be'eres Mayim, the Ahagos from the Moitzi La'oyen, his name was Rav Avraham Abele Korin Fagel from Rimenov, lived 150 years ago. And he writes that this Yisod is actually written in one of the earliest Achroinim, the Akedas Yitzchak. Writes the Akedas Yitzchak, Mordechai L'Shoimus. Haloi Tira, you'll see that everything the Bnei God, the Bnei Re'even said, everything they said was, B'chol Eli Hadabirim. Like he said, Nivna, we will build. Loi Nushiv, we will not return. Adis Nachalish Nachlusoi. Ki loi Nincha loisom. Cholei Ladabi Merosh Vatzof. Loi Zochri Es Hashem. They never once mentioned that what they're going to do is going to be through the help of Hashem. Veloi Sumi Eilav. No. Veloi Sumi Eilav Lev. And they didn't take that in mind. Like a person should do, where everything is the Yad Hashem. The Kosh came, especially, says the Akez Yitzchok, when we're speaking about something major, to be settling in Eva Layad, which is a Gedvorim Gedoilim, which is big sakuna from all the Emes Ha'olam, a person cannot manage by himself. Everything is only Barach Me Hashem. Aval Yichsi Hakoil, Elkoichem v'oitzem yudam. Everything which they said they're going to do is, they are going to do this all. V'hoi nish'unem ba'zivas tapem al-choizik orem mifso shivni. And they're going to protect their children through the mighty fortresses which they are going to build. V'loi niske shem shamayim b'fiyim. They never once mentioned Hashem's name. Carries on that keder. V'alzeh bu'alem garas hachochem. That's why they received the Gara, the telling off from Moshe Rabbeinu, who he understood their words, Bekavuna Atzima, that they were overconfident in their capabilities. Behafligo Leyaches Eskol Maseim El Baleim Yisale Shemoi. And the Rabbeinu Shem said, everything which you have said, this is only if the Rabbeinu Shem will allow it. V'oma, says Moshe Rabbeinu, back to Bnei God, even, Im teicholzi lifnei Hashem el mechumah. These are the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ve'ova lachem kol chulitz lifnei Hashem ad hoirishis oivov. Ve'nichva shahuretz lifnei Hashem. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not like you say, you're going to conquer the Evel Yadin, you're going to build mighty fortresses, you're going to build things for your cattle. You can't do nothing if it's not lifnei Hashem. If this is not how you're going to behave, if this is your attitude, you can manage everything by yourself. And this Yisod we find in the Medrash hit by the story of Bnei God of Ner Ivan. Tells us the Medrash as follows. Halucha. Some Talushin, the Medrash calls it a halucha. There's a halucha. Shloisha matunas nivri ba'olam. The Boishan created three matunos. Chochma, Gevira, and Oisha. These are matunas, because not everybody is zoicha to Chochma, not everybody is zoicha to Oisha, and not everybody is zoicha to Gevira. So the Medrash calls it a matuna. Sometimes the Boishan gives a person a matuna. Ei Masai, when will a person receive these matunas? Bizman Shahim Matunois Min Hashamayim Ibuas Bekoyach HaToyah. Cal carries on the Medrash and says, this is what Yirmiyahu HaNavi meant when he said, Al Yishalel Chochem Bechochmusoi Va'al Yishalel V'lo Yishalel Hagiboy Begevirusoi Al Yishalel Ushe Ba'oshroi Kim Bezois Yishalel Mishalel Haskel V'yadoya Oisi. That all these things, a person is only zoicha to them when he realizes this is a matuna min hashamayim. Carries on the medrash, v'chein ata moitze b'vnei God ivnei re'even. We find b'nei God ivnei re'even, shaho yashirim v'hoilem mikna gudut, v'chivis m'moinem yoshim chisluts, l'fichach guli t'chila mikol ashvutim. That's why they were the first to go into gulis. When Eretz Yisrael was captured, was Bnei God and Re'even, they were invaded the first, and they went the first into Gulis. Why? Because they did not understand that their matunos were matunos min hashamayim. They looked at it as if this is theirs, this is something they have built up. So here we see a gavaldig yisod, that a person, in order to be matzliach in this world, a person always has to recognize it's not koichi v'oitzim yudhi, it's als is Yad Hashem, and al yishal chochem bechochmus. A person shouldn't be proud of his chochma. He should realize the chochma is a matuna min hashemayim. It tells us there the Medrash. Shuni Rabbi Seini, shnei chachomim omdi ba'olam. There were two great chachomim in the world. Echad me Yisroel, ve'echad me imes ha'olam. Achi toifel me Yisroel, ebilam me imes ha'olam. Ishneim nevdi min oilam. They were both lost. Why were they both lost? Shlahoya matanusam in Hakadosh Baruch Hu elachoytvim oisa lehem. They chap this chokhma for themselves. And this is what I want to speak about today. Vals very negaya a gavaltig yisod. Bilam and Achitoyful, their chokhma did not stay. Why? Because they were choytvim chokhma. They chap chokhma for themselves. Freik the Chedisha Rim and Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Talmud de Kruh. How can you chap chochma? I understand a person can chap ashiras. You go to somebody and you steal off him, you've chapped it away. You can chap somebody else's possessions. I cannot chap chochma. How do I chap chochma? In order to become a chochem, you have to learn. So what does the Medrash say? That chokhma, you can be choyfin chokhma, you can steal chokhma, and that's why it's not niskan. How on earth are you chapping chokhma? So Zuk Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Aval yesh loyma, im ein loymet bederach shakodesh baruch hi roitze. If you're not learning how the Boshem wants you to learn. For example, kegoin, haloymet betishabov, if you may avelus, oy belel shabbos, Lo'oy haner. Oh, he says, for example, be'emsa tefillah v'chazus hashatz. You're learning during davening when you're not supposed to be learning. You're not allowed to learn now. V'kaddish shekolze usa al pi hadin, kolze nikra shechotfi chochma la'atzmam v'loy makadish baruchi, l'chein chochma kezi loy tatzliach. A person can chap chochma. I want to take this yisod a stage further. There's a Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin in Daf Chavuv on the base. Oma ila machshuva moeles afila ledivrei Torah. And Rashi explains machshuva moeles. It can happen a person has thoughts which cause him to forget the Torah. Shenema, like the pusik says, meifim machshavois arimim. The Rabbi Nisham And that's the machshuvas of Arim. Says Rashi, machshuvas she'udem machashev, kach v'kach ese. This is what I'm going to do. Kach v'kach tale b'yudi, mo'eles lahashvis hadova. Those thoughts, they are going that the thing should not happen. She'ein machshavtem miskayemes afile ledvar toyer. Kedoyim, says Rashi now, these words, very important words. Ha'oimer, somebody who says, Avyoim Peloini, Asayim Kach V'Kach Mesechtes Begizes. He makes for himself a plan. I'm going to learn every day so much, a blatt a day, two blatt a day, so much a week, so much a month. He makes himself a whole timetable, what he's going to learn. Tells us Rashi, somebody who makes such plans, this in itself will cause that he will not be able to fulfill it, he will not be able to carry it out. This is the Pshat Megamura, Machsheva Moeles Afile Ledvar Torah. These thoughts that he has, that he says, I'm going to learn so much, this is the cause, and it doesn't happen. Now I look at this Gemura, and I don't understand. Is this not what we are all doing? For example, take Daf Yomi. Start a new cycle of Daf Yomi. Person will cover upon himself. You know what? I'm going to start learning Daf Yomi. Every day I'm going to learn a Blat Gemura. It makes a whole cheshvan. How, when, why? Halucha yoimis. What? Mishnah yoimis. Mishnah yoimis. This is something what we all are doing. We're making plans. And we need to have she'ifas. Comes along the Gemara. And tells us, ha'oimah, adyoim plimas, and sam makach sech the begeser. This in itself will cause him not to be able to do it. And it will not happen. So mama shapela. We need to understand. Kaveitim la Torah. Yeah, but he's, besides being Kaveitim, he's making himself a timetable. I'm going to learn every day one blat of Gemara. Every week, seven blat. Every month, 30 blat. No, don't do that. Because if you do that, it's not going to happen. L'choyer, that's what we're all doing. And that's what we should be doing. So how do we understand this? So the Mishnah in Masechtas Ovah says, Emoi ma'at va'asei harbe. And there is a parish on the Masechtas Ovah, Fin Rabbeini David Hanogid. He was a grandson of the Rambam. He was a son of Rabbi Avraham ben Rambam. And he writes the following words. Yodia, it's well known. Shehudam sheroitza lilmoy toira, olasas eizem mitzvah, shelo yoitzi mi piv hu amira. Don't speak out what you want to do. Why not? Lefika shiyoitzi me piv v'yoyma retzoini lilmoid olasis mitzvah ploinis oisa mitzvah ois limit lo yiskayim. It's not going to happen. Why is it not going to happen? Lefisha hasutim mekatrig. The sultan is mekatrig. Kishishmieni oima. When the sultan hears him saying, this is what he wants to learn, this is what he wants to do, a mitzvah. Yatridoi hasutim, the sultan's going to bother him. Ve'einoi menich alas a shimdova. Lefichach oima hatana, emoi ma'at, va'asei harbe. And the Bina Le'itim quotes this as well in Thrish Samach Zayin. Omri hakadmoinim, yezuah hodam milahoitzi mipiv. Don't say out from your mouth what you want to do. Shlo yoima esa mitzuzi hayoim. Why? It says in the exact same vault. And the Chidur writes this as well in his Sefer Pnei David and Parshas Chayesura. And he adds on, this is what David HaMelech meant when he said, tells us Chazal, that David HaMelech said, b'chol yoim hayisim machashev, l'muk employini, l'beistir employins ani hoylech, v'hoy ragli mevius oisi l'beis haknesses. Every day David HaMelech would get up and he'd say, I need to go here, and I need to go there. And then he ended up going to the Beis HaMedrash. So if he ended up going to the Beis HaMedrash, he knew he was going to the Beis HaMedrash. So why didn't he get up in the morning and say, today I'm going to learn? Because David HaMelech didn't want to say this. Because if he's going to say he's going to go to learn, so what will happen is that the sultan will come and try and be mafriya. So he would say, I'm going to do something else. I'm going to go on business. I'm going for an outing. And you know what happened? You don't say out. And with this now, we understand the Lushan of Rashi. That the Gemara said, machshuva moi eles afila divra Torah. Those machshuvas that you have cause you to forget Torah. It's not going to happen. So the Gemara Parsha is speaking about only that even Machshuv is a problem. According to all the Rishonim, it's only Va'amira. However, says Rashi, Kagoyin Ha'oima. Rashi says, although the Gemara says Machshuv Mo'ele, says Rashi, we're speaking about Ha'oima Ad Yoyim Ploini Yasayim Kach V'Kach Mesechtes Begiz. So here we see very clearly that if a person speaks out what he wants to do, a mitzvah, the sultan will get involved and try and stop him. And finishes off the chidur, V'kama b'nei udom nechshulim b'nyunim eili v'kiyotzman b'vli das. There are many people who they don't realize. They say, they make their plans, and what happens is they all get undone because the sultan tries to stop them. However, I want to ask a question on this. We have a medrash, a well-known medrash, in Vayikra, Perek Yutes. Misha Tipesh, somebody's a fool, Oime, he says, Mi yuchalilma de satoira, who can possibly learn the entire Torah? There's so much to learn, it's impossible. But Misha Pekach, somebody's a wise man, Mahi Oime, what does he say? Hareini shoina shtei haluchas hayoin, shnei haluchas lemocha, ashani shoines kol ha-toira kila. He makes himself a timetable and he says, I'm going to learn today two haluchas, tomorrow two haluchas, the day after. This is what we call halucha yoimes. So I see very clearly from the Lushna Medish, it's a clever thing, it's a wise thing. Make for yourself a timetable and only make oima. You're allowed to say. So, lechoira, how does this medrash fit in with Rabbeinu Dovid HaNogid, with the Bina Le'itim, with the Chidur? Another kasha, a well-known Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, in Daf Ches, Minayim Shenishvum Lekayim Es HaMitzvah. Where do we see it's a good thing to make a shviya that you're going to do a mitzvah? Shenema Nishbati Va'akayemu Lishmoy Mishpatei Tzidkech. Afraid the Gemara. Why do you have to make a shvir? V'haloi mishma v'oi ma'asinahi. Ele kamash malon. D'shuri lei le'inish le'zeriza nafsha. You're allowed to make a shvir. What does it mean you're allowed to? Omarav gidl omarav. Ha'oima. Somebody who says, Ashkin v'eshna perik zeh, eshna mesech dezi, nei de gudol nude le'loi keisul. He's done a gavalti gazach. I see a v'feirish shagamura. The person's worried, he's not going to be able to keep up with Daf Yomi. So he makes a shvia. I'm making a shvia every single day. I'm going to learn Daf Yomi. Every single day I'm going to learn Lucha Yomis, Mishvri Yomis, Mish Yomis. Says the Gemura, Neida Guda Nuda Lelekei Yisrael. Writes the Ram, Keloyma Neida Meshibach Yizeh Verui Lasus. So how do we reconcile the Gemura in the Durim with the Gemura in Masech de Sanhedrin, that Gemur says clearly that Ha'oy Masayim Abyoy Peloini, this causes him to forget his learning. So comes the Shlo HaKudosh, and the Shlo HaKudosh says as follows, B'chlal Deveikis Ho'emina, part of Deveikis in the Rabbeinu Shloinim, Shiyoy Malkol Pe'ila Shiroi Tzelasois, Afilas Mankur of Yoyme, Esazeh Im Yitzah Hashem. Everything you do, Im Yitzah Hashem. Hein Shiyaduva Gudoy, Oiduva Kutum. V'simunach, and I give you a simon. Atzas Hashem, He Sokim. He is Roshatavis, Im Yitzah Hashem. V'oz Tokim. Tzekintos, as follows. This Gemur Maseches Nedarim said that you should make a neder. It's rui to make a neder. You're going to learn, and if you did neder gudel nuda leloikei Yisrael, says the Mashur, what does it mean neder gudel nuda leloikei Yisrael? The pshat is a simon. His kavuna is l'shem shamayim. When a person is acting l'shem shamayim, then he doesn't have to worry that perhaps somehow the sultan is going to get involved. When a person says, I'm going to do this, I'm going to manage, I've got big plans, and he doesn't mention Hashem's name, oh, then the sultan says, you think you can do things? I'll show you, you can't do anything. And the sultan gets involved. When a person says, I can't do anything, everything is not from the Rabbeinu Shloilem, then the Rabbeinu Shloim will show him, then the Rabbeinu Shloim will help him that he'll be able to carry out what he wants to do. Comes the Tzemach Tzedek from the Balich, and he says, this is the Pshat in the Gemara there in Masechtas Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, if you look there in the Gemara says, Oma Ela, but if a person learns L'Shem Shemayim, says the Gemara, then he doesn't have to worry. A person who learns L'Shem Shemayim, he doesn't have to worry about these machshavos. Can't find the Gemara. Is it gone? See, even this, you need Siyata Dishmaya. It's in front of me somewhere, and I can't even see it. That's right. The Gemara says there that Machshuva Moyelis Ledivrei Torah Shenema Meshfe Machshavois Arimim. Writes the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch. This pusik Meshfe Machshavois Arimim is a pusik in Sefer Eiyov. Explains there the Metzidus David Meshfe Machshavois Arimim. What's the translation of the word Arimim? Bahashkechusoi Meshfe Machshavois Chachomim. Hamischakmim ba'ormois v'tachdilois. The Rabbeinu Shem undoes the machshuvas of those chachomim who they're coming with tachbilois. They're coming with shtiklach. They make whole types of chochmas how they think they can learn a lot. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, it's very clear from the Lushna Gemura meifhe machshuvas arimim that when a person is learning in the erlecha oifen, and he's learning normally, he doesn't have to worry. We're speaking about meifim machshavos arimim. Oy bechachomim, chomim hamischakmim, zekimim et chochmas, v'tachbilos. We're not speaking about stump people. A person who's learning erlechahait, he's learning lishma, says the Gemara, he doesn't have to worry. We're speaking about a person who he's trying to learn with chochmas. Such a person, he won't be matzliach. So the Medrash said that a pikach says, I learn today two aluchas and tomorrow two aluchas. I learn the whole kol haTorah kila. A pikach was speaking about nishkan oy b'chochem. We're speaking about a el chayid who understands neider gudel nudel elokei yisru. And this is the yesod how a person is matzliach in life when he realizes. Says the Shluach Kodesh, al pi Hashem yachani. Al pi Hashem Yisui, writes the Shluach Kodesh, Yesh remes misa bekan, kol pe'ila v'kaniya shudam oysa yoyma, im yitza oy be'ezus Hashem. Everything a person does is only through the koyach of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Mitzelti ba'masaf in the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, one year there was no kosher wine. They couldn't find kosher wine. There was a big problem to find, couldn't get, there was a problem with the wine. And one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov saw that his Rebbe was very worried. Couldn't find a Mezbrish, there was no wine to be had, and was coming up to Pesach. So he said, I'm a Kabbalah myself to procure wine for the Rebbe. So he left Mezbrish, Ukraine. He traveled the whole way to Hungary, a long, long way, where they make wine. He was able to buy wine, get wine. And he loaded up the wine himself into a big barrel, and he brought it back the whole way to Meshbish. Took him a few months. He arrived back in Meshbish, and as soon as he arrived in Meshbish, he parks the wagon outside Baal Shem Tov's house, and he runs in with a simcha gedolah to the Rebbe. He tells Baal Shem Tov, Baruch Hashem, I was zoicha to procure wine. I've got wine. And whilst he's standing there speaking to Baal Shem Tov, a local policeman went by. And he saw this wagon outside with this big barrel on top. Got a bit worried. Perhaps somebody's smuggling something. What is it? Takes out his sword, makes a hole in the barrel, sticks his hand in, sees out, pulls some wine. Ah, it's only wine. And off he goes. But this goy had touched the wine. Touched the wine. The wine now was, not only could you not drink it Pesach, can't even drink it the whole year. And this Reb David Mikolaev, who'd worked for weeks and months to travel the whole way to Hungary and B'moisa nefesh, he sees what happened. He burst into tears. And he said to the Baal Shem Tov, Ma'pishi ma'chatusi, I worked so hard, and look what happened. So Baal Shem Tov said to him, you know, you've been telling me over how you were moisa nefesh in this mind. You told me how you went yourself. You yourself cut the grapes off the vine. You squeezed out the grapes. You were showing me the grapes. You stayed there until it fermented. You loaded the wine onto the barrel. You didn't leave this barrel for a minute by itself. You didn't once throughout the whole conversation mention Hashem's name. Im Hashem lo yishma ir shov shokad shoyme. You can have the best of shomrim in the veld, but if it's nisht al pi Hashem, you don't mention Rabbi Nishloilem's name, then we'll segul nisht. I think it was Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Herman who once said, why is America and why the superpower and why is the dollar the currency of the world? Because on every dollar bill is written, in God we trust. When a person comes to this level, he understands im yitzah Hashem, everything is al pi d'Rabbi Nishloilem, then he is zoicha. And with this we understand now what Rashi is telling us. Rashi says as follows, Ha'oimah ad yoim ploini asayim kach v'kach mesechtes. The person says, I am going to finish so many sechtes until this is this day. Machshuva shudah machashiv kach v'kach eze. This is what I am going to do. Kach v'kach tale beyudi. This is what I'm going to be capable of. Mo'eles lahashbis habdover. This in itself is the cause that he's not going to be able to fulfill it. So you see very clearly, this is the yisod. Person has to realize, we can't do anything. Else is not im yitzah Hashem. And this is what the Gemara tells us in Adorim, in Dafin Heyom Adalef. Im imitba matuna, kivun sha'oysa udam asmoy kemitba shin mifke lakoy, Toira nitnoi be matuna, shenema emi mit be matuna. If a person learns Toira, I am going to learn so much. I am going to mamsia. No, segunish verim from day. And with this we understand nachazah. Beshas kabusa Toira, the Yidden said nasa venishma. Now, according to what we just said, you're not supposed to say. You're not supposed to speak out. I see here from the greatest kabula, which was Yidma Makabul, to keep all the Torah mitzvahs. How does this work? Hasif and Kabul to Torah. You're supposed to say Nasa and Ishma. But the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Peches, has the Tzedoki asked Rava, and he said, you are Amma Paziza. You are hasty folk. You just went and you said Nasa and Ishma. How do you undertake something like this? And Rava answered him back, Anan de Sagina Beshalemisa Ksiv, Ben Timas Yeshurim Tanche. Says Rashi, His Halachni Imoi Besoim Leiv. We acted with Reboishum Betamimus, Keder Ho Oisim Ma'ahava, Vesomachni Ulov Shloi Taneni Beduva Shloi Nichal Lamidboi. We see clearly from the Lushan Rashi, when the Yidnu said Nasa Venishma, it wasn't they said, they know, we are capable, we can manage, we can learn this all, we can do this all. They never said that. They said, we don't know how we're going to manage. But we're soimach on the Rabbi Nishloilem, the Rabbi Nishloilem is not going to give us more than we are capable of. So if the Rabbi Nishloilem is asking us, the Rabbi Nishloilem is going to give us the ability to be able to learn. Now many people, you know, when it comes to shidduchim for their daughters, they look for a shidduch for their daughter. So the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh had one bas yechida, the Rebbetzin Udel. And what Geret HaShidduch for his daughter, and that was the father of the Rebbe Rabuchel for Mezhbush and the Degel Machal Ephraim. And his name was Rabbi Chiel Mechel Ashkenazi. And the Baal Shem Tov sent one of his great Talmidim to Feher the Bucher, Sibul Sekem, Siyayuchel Dvi Mezukt. And when they came to interview him, to Feher him, they asked him what he knows. He said, Ich habe keinem nicht gekannt, ich kenne ihn auch gar nicht, und ich werde keinem nicht kennen. That's what he answered. And when they came back to the Baal Shem Tov, and they told him the words of this book, he said, Azar bucha zichach. This is the bucha that I'm looking for. He knows he can't do anything. He's not capable of anything. It's now the Boishim gives him a matuna. In the midbar matuna. Everything I learn is also a matuna for the Rabbi Nishloim. So this was the mistake of the B'nai God, B'nai Riven, Zug the Rebbe Pesherim Neva, Zug the Akedus Yitzchok. They said, Amachni Nechulitz, Amachni Nivne, we can do it all, we're confident, we'll stay in Eva Yadin, we will build fortresses, we will protect ourselves. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're making a big mistake. You can't do nothing by yourselves. V'nichba Shahuritz, Lifnei Hashem. It's not like the Rabbeinu Shloinem will. And if you don't get this message, V'chatusem Lashem Elokeichem. This is the Gresdachet. When a person is Zoicha, everything is Alpi Hashem Yachni, Alpi Hashem Yisui. Demos is a Zoicha, so the Allah Bruchas, Umeken Yerutza.
Amen.